God is calling us to stop struggling and to get victory over every pet sin that hinders our walk with Him. The cure for pet sins is the same as for every other sin: repentance. Repentance is more than just admitting we have sinned and asking for forgiveness. It involves turning from sin, which includes turning from those things that open the door to it or help keep it alive in our lives. If you have been struggling with a habitual sin, I have a word for you. Stop. Stop struggling and start making decisions that bring victory. After confessing it to God and asking His forgiveness, you must choose to exercise your will and say no to sin, even saying no to those things that might lead to sin. Jesus came to bring us freedom. It's not a freedom to sin, but a freedom from sin. Jesus paid the price to forgive our sins. The question is, are we willing to do our part by avoiding the things that open the door for those sins? Jesus' solution to sin is more than just feeling bad and asking forgiveness. Jesus wants us to have victory over sin, and this comes when we ask for His forgiveness so His blood can wipe away our sins, and then we walk in His ways, aligning our wills with His perfect will for our lives.